Save big at Banana Republic Factory with 60% off the entire store. Our biggest sale of the year. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses, shirts, and shorts under $15. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutan. With me, Brian Fernandez. And on the line, we have Tim Mulholland, a president of TJM Limited in Chicago.
Good morning, Tim. U.S. jobless claims surged last week, the highest since 2012. Is this a blip in the overall tightness of the labor market due to Harvey, or perhaps the start of a more challenging period for the U.S. economy?
I would attribute that, as reported, to Harvey, and there's another one coming to Florida, so we'll see in a couple of weeks if it continues. But I think it's a weather related. But again, the way this is being reported, I think overstates the strength of the labor market to begin with. But I do think the blip up is probably due to the hurricane.
A dovish ECB has left room for further stimulus, but Mario Draghi has expressed concern about the strength of the euro, which has surged about 14% this year against the US dollar. Do you see the ECB taking a decision to unwind QE, or are they going to continue to kick the can down the road?
Well, I think they'd like to unwind the QE because I don't think they've really ever felt comfortable doing it, although Draghi did say it's benefiting a number of sectors, the QE, so they do believe in it. I do think that the euro strength is something that they're very cognizant about, which I think is why he wouldn't give any timetable as to when. So I think they're hesitant, and they also said, he also made clear that their mandate is not a dual mandate like the Fed. Their mandate is really for price stability, and currently right now they're under their target. So I think it was pretty much a combination of the currency, plus I think the fact that their mandate, where it's stated right now, they're really not time yet. So I think that's probably how I would look at it.
Now, what is your view on the impact of Draghi's statements on the Fed's own QE easing timetable?
I think there's probably zero impact, very negligible impact on the Fed's decision. I think that there's a pretty big split in the Fed right now. But, you know, the Fed's really pretty much... I think as far as the economy goes, I think they're smart enough to realize that what they're doing is really not affecting the economy as much as it is asset prices. So I think there's really a need for them to pull this unprecedented ballooning of the balance sheet at some point. But I do think on the rate front, they're going to hesitate. But the QE unwinding, it's way overdue. And it's really got to start with the Fed, and then I think it'll go around the world. But it has to start with the Fed first because the Fed was the first one to move.
Now, Stanley Fischer's impending departure has added to uncertainty about leadership at the Fed at the end of Janet Yellen's term as it approaches. What is your view on this unexpected resignation and the timing of his decision?
Well, it certainly looks like a Trump Fed on the way here. Although just yesterday I saw a report that Cohn, I think last time we were on, I believe I said that I thought Cohn was a very high probability to be chairman. Well, yesterday an article saying that he's not, and that Trump's actually not dissatisfied with Janet Yellen. But what this basically tells me is I think the Federal Reserve, is at a crossroad right now. Stanley Fischer, for personal reasons, not quite sure, because he's a hugely capable person for the position. But I think what this really means is it's going to be Trump's Fed, for sure, because there are several president positions, now the vice chairman, now and the Fed chairmanship coming up. So I think it remains to be seen. But right now, I don't really have any strong opinion on any implications, current implications. So I'm going to wait and see mode like everyone else.
You mentioned the Trump's Fed. What is your view in terms of policy-wise how that would play out?
Well, let's see. A real estate guy likes leverage and low interest rates. So, I think that... the Fed's going to have a lot of problems no matter who's in there when the time comes that they're forced through inflation, maybe getting what they wish for in a huge dose, forcing them to unwind. I think it's going to be an unenviable job in the next the next term for the next Fed chairman. So no matter what Trump, how he stacks it, I think there's a risk that events get out of the control of the Fed and force them to make a move, which is what we in the market really have to watch for. Because then I don't think it's such a I don't think the Fed put will mean as much at that point as it does now.
Now, there are multiple potential headwinds facing the U.S. economy at the moment. Geopolitically, you have North Korea. From a leadership perspective, you have a dysfunctional Trump administration and uncertainty at the Fed. You've got economic devastation with Harvey and Irma, and you've got inflated stock market valuations. Which particular events are of most concern to you, and how is this shaping your investment outlook?
Well, North Korea, just because of the unknown ramifications of what that's going to roll out or turn out to be. That, to me, is number one. I think as far as other concerns, the one that is first and foremost, politically, by the way, I don't think the Obama administration, because of what could not get done in Congress, so I think political dysfunction has been around for quite some time. And so that's not really a big concern to me, because I think that will work itself out. The asset inflation with the stock market, and I say the bubble in risk or the bubble in complacency is what concerns me the most, because now you have such a huge ownership and a huge feeling of people that only think the market can go one way, and we, and for good reason, I guess, because we haven't had any real concern. So I think when we get a decline in asset prices, or if we get some sort of shock effect there, that probably concerns me the most. Because I think the economy is on weak footing to begin with, because we're not seeing this broad-based recovery. Incidentally, in the stock market, you're only looking, I believe, at 70% of the S&P 500 in an uptrend. The leadership and some sectors right now are really giving us warning signs right now. So I think, to me, that's number one on my list of concerns, is what happens when this asset inflation deflates.
Thank you very much for your insights, Tim. That was Tim Mulholland, president of TJM Limited from Chicago.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Save big at Banana Republic Factory with 60% off the entire store. Our biggest sale of the year. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses, shirts, and shorts under $15. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.